Alright, let's talk next about something called the synapse. So the action potential is traveling down along the axon, going pretty fast, and it's a message bringing information somewhere. So where's it going? Well, it's going to another cell, it could be another neuron, in which case the axon would be making contact with probably a dendrite or a cell body, or it could be going to a muscle and telling it to contract or to relax. So when you think about how things are traveling so far, the information has traveled very, very fast along the axon. When it gets to this little gap, which is really what the synapse is, a gap between one cell and the next, there's going to be a slight delay. It's going to be one of the slower parts of the process, and it usually takes about 0.5 milliseconds for information to cross the synapse. The other thing is, what kind of a size are we talking about here? Remember, we said at the beginning that size matters. So usually we're talking in nanometers, which is 10 to the minus 9 meters, and we're talking about a gap which is about 30 to 50 nanometers, so very, very small space, but nonetheless the information has to cross that. And then finally, in order to be able to understand how information is able to cross the synapse, we're going to have to look at some more channels. Again, they're proteins, they've got complex structures, but in this case they're not voltage-regulated channels, but they're chemical-regulated channels. And structurally they have many of the same features that we found in our voltage-regulated channels. They're complex, they span the membrane several times, they're made of many amino acid chains, but it's going to be a chemical that is going to cause them to open or close rather than a change in voltage. And often they play two roles. They often can be what we call a receptor, as we'll see in a minute, for the neurotransmitter, and then they're also a channel, allowing ions to move. And the other feature of them is they tend not to be specific in the way that our voltage-regulated channels were. So voltage-regulated channels usually allow only one ion to move, sodium, potassium, etc., whereas our chemical-regulated channels will often be of a sufficient size that several ions can move at the same time. And we'll explain how that works in a moment.